أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تكونوا كالذين خرجوا من ديارهم بطرا ورئاء الناس ويصدون عن سبيل الله والله بما يعملون محيط. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 47 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala had given us some commands when we go out in the path of Allah. Remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in abundance, remain firm. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given us some prohibitions that after obedience of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not dispute. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us a further prohibition that when we are out in the path of Allah, in the path of Allah, striving jihad fi sabilillah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. And do not be like those who had left their homes, bataran, who were arrogant in pride, وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ, and they had left home to show off to people, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they stopped others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah ta'ala referring here to? Allah ta'ala is referring to Abu Jahl especially, and then those that were with Abu Jahl. Now we go back to the original incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come out in pursuit of the caravan of Abu Sufyan. That caravan made his way and it changed the route and it escaped. As soon as Abu Sufyan had felt that he was free and safe from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in danger, he had sent a message to Makkah. Abu Jahl's army had left. When he felt he was safe, then he sent another message to Makkah to convey to Abu Jahl and the people with Abu Jahl, there is no need now for you people to go forth. Return, go back to Makkah, because there is no need, the caravan is safe, there is no need for any battle, we do not need any cover. On the other hand, there were many with Abu Jahl that were of the same opinion. The caravan is safe, there is no need to go out into any battle. But Abu Jahl was very obstinate, he was stubborn, he was arrogant. He said, we are going to go forth, and after this victory, we will remain there for 3 or several days, and we will celebrate this victory of ours. So that was the kind of arrogance, that was the kind of haughtiness and boastfulness that Abu Jahl had had. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had heard of the haughtiness, the boastfulness of Abu Jahl, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam simply submitted to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, these people are coming out in their arrogance, they're coming out in their haughtiness to destroy your deen, to destroy us. Oh Allah, you help us. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, Allah ta'ala's prohibition is that whenever you emerge and you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, don't do it batara. Don't do it with arrogance and haughtiness. Ria and nas. Don't do it in order to show people. Your intention will be, your mindset will be one of humility. Your intention will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'la kalimatillah. To uplift the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of the earth, for others to come into the deen of Allah and be able to make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala with ease and peace. Do not do this. But we also see in the history of Islam, when in the 8th year of the Hijrah, our Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched into Makkah, he was the most humble of all. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all humility, he marched into Makkah. And after he marched into Makkah, many a Quraysh, many Arab tribes had then embraced Islam. And then from there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched on to Hunain. Now when he marched on to Hunain, there were the two kinds of Sahaba. There were those that were old of Islam prior to Fateh Makkah. There were those that now accepted Iman at Makkah. So those new in Islam marveled at the fact that they were large in number, and of course they were on the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were on the side of Haqq, they were on the side of the truth, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba had this track record of victory after victory. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about it, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, that they marveled at these large numbers. And then what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did to them was that as they were coming through to Hunayn, Hunayn is a valley, on both sides of the mountains of Hunayn, the enemies, the people of the tribes, Banu Thaqif, etc., they had assembled on the mountain pass and they began to shoot arrows into the valley where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going past, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went helter-skelter. فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala describes this to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This marveling of the large numbers is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. When these arrows began to come down, they ran helter-skelter, and the result was that there was a little bit of inconsistency in so far as the Muslim army was concerned. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that whenever you go out in the path of Allah, it will not be arrogance, haughtiness, it will be humility, humbleness, it will not be to show people, it will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not be to stop others from the path of Allah, it will be to open the path of Allah for others. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses. Allah Ta'ala, bima ya'maluna muhit, whatever you do, all of it is encompassed by Allah. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of all of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.